Janice Pang is a foot soldier in San Francisco's war against garbage. Today, she's going door to door in a San Francisco Chinatown apartment complex, trying to convince the mostly elderly residents to make better use of their city-provided compost bins.
Okay.
In fact, Pang is part of a citywide effort to eliminate waste altogether. In 1989, California passed a law, which was considered radically ambitious at the time. They wanted to divert away from landfills 50% of the state's garbage by the year 2000. For San Francisco, that wasn't enough.
We got to 50% and we said, well, we're here now. What are we going to do next?
That's Jared Blumenthal. He's head of San Francisco's Department of the Environment. Today, he's in the back seat of a Toyota Prius. He's on his way to a recycling press conference.
So in 2003, we set the goal of getting to 75% recycling by 2010 and to zero waste by 2020.
Right now, San Francisco's at 72% recycling. City officials say that mandatory recycling will bring that number up even higher. But can any city really get to zero waste?
Almost 9:45 in the morning, and some of the trucks that went out at 5 and 6 this morning are coming in with their first loads.
Robert Reed is a spokesman for Sunset Scavenger Company in San Francisco. Here at Pier 96, dozens of workers stand by conveyor belts sorting out the contents of an entire city's worth of recycling bins.
All these materials go to different places. The glass goes to a glass plant. The paper goes to a paper mill.
Sunset Scavenger sells these commodities to buyers here and in Asia. That generates revenue that helps fund the program. But recycling is expensive, in part because some products, like many plastics, cost far more to recycle than they're worth.
You know, we're dealing with clear plastic and opaque plastic and soft plastic, and many of these containers have three kinds of plastic.
Aluminum and glass can be yanked off the conveyor belts with magnets and other machinery, but plastic has to be hand-sorted. Mark Murray is executive director of Californians Against Waste, a Sacramento nonprofit group.
We've got seven different types of plastic resins, and manufacturers are inventing new types every day. And I know it might make us feel good to maybe stick those number seven containers into the curbside recycling bin, but the scrap value for these materials is insufficient to support recycling. It's not sustainable recycling.
Murray says he hears all the time from residents who want to eliminate waste altogether.
They recycle everything, and they can't get their city to take a certain type of number six or seven plastic in their curbside recycling program. And they're mad at the city. And I think part of it is that it's not just about recycling everything that we get, and that's going to solve the problem.
That's because some things may never make sense to recycle, like ballpoint pens and plastic razors. Murray says that maybe if the cost for these items included what cities pay to take them apart for recycling or to dump them in the landfill, well, maybe people would use less of them, bringing us a little closer to the holy grail of zero waste. For the Environment Report, I'm Amy Standen.